I have come to a wall of names which make a place for tears for the disappeared dead, their scraps of trousers, paper, photos, underwear, bones, hair, lie horizontal in a place where nothing is to be done except prepare cessation of time. This body, grief edged into the air, 41 days on the tear shaft. The wound in these trees is perpendicular. The stomach is perpendicular. Louise Bourgeois sees tree structures inside human emotion. They are not organs. An animal has organs, along with vastly increased capacity for pain. Often, like an animal, I was glad to die inside the hostile environment. I see a tree moving in the wind, movement of branches and leaves, not animated, no gods, no spirits, but the total misery of our time shines in it. Shadow of leaves in the wind, shadow of wind, shadow of shadow. Not phantasmagorical, but a succession of black squares. Not your conception, but a stone in the mouth makes havoc inside. Shadow in the grooves of willows, the sun a useless anger. Birds flying from the past, sacrificed to nothing. Viscera. This poem refers to a place in London called Aldgate East, which has been razed to the ground in order to be gentrified. Future lungs, how will you breathe between the tall and prefabbed buildings which are poisoning the air at Aldgate East? Where are the people who live there? Where are the loves of the people, which means persons? Glistering concrete, not even a phantasm. Next poem has a word that refers to the building that burned with around 80 people inside it in London about 4 months ago. The word is cladding. It was illegal or semi-legal covering for public housing in order that the public housing should not look so public and impoverished, and so that local property prices could go up. But the cladding happened to be inflammable and poisonous and cause of the fire. Leaves in leaves. What are the persons that live there? The sound of their voice inside the cladding. Most of poetics is shit. Poetry occurs in the gap between reality and the real, as when nothing is heard in the night, inside an empty council flat, cleared of persons for demolition, Haygate estate, silence of hedge funds. The walls scream. So I prefer not to say things about poems, but Haygate estate was the largest public housing estate in Europe, pulled down for the same reason, that is, gentrification. The invisible also is compromised, mummified, says Bonnie. This is not just a problem for poetry, but for the image as such. So what about thought without image? How to think without image? Erotic rapture of thought, faithful to capacity to think, total contingency. In Raoul Sarita's Purgatory, real space erases politics as it currently exists, literature as it currently exists. Not to be mysterious, the word Keston in the next poem is a British poet called Keston Sutherland, who actually was in the Bay Area about 18 months ago. Keston, you make the substance is extracted from work irredeemable. You make the Messiah have to come. I don't want him. Pomegranate matter, mother pomegranated. The word hurts less than the thing. Up your sleeve, a bee stings. It's the mother who has died. Each with her tendrils and nameless and absolute flesh in non-physical time. The heart travels across the desert uselessly. I pass through words as through time, in which my body is already destroyed in some other time place than this reality world. You, to which I have come, having traveled with immense deficiency, the expanse, lost all knowledge. Obviously, the pain that precedes language is unconscious, ubiquitous, silent, to level with some purpose. A fold is disordered if differences cannot be compared. The phenomenal field, which includes objects and people, images and ideas, is precisely the field of appearance, which is regulated by social relations of production, transposed into images, which conceal the real basis of domination by making it into an object of desire. Love splits the phenomenal world. So next, I'm going to read a couple of translations from a long-term project, which is the translation of a book called Trilce, which means something like Three Sweet, by the Peruvian poet Cesar Vallejo, 1892 to 1938. It's probably the one of two hardest, most complex books in the Spanish language. Each poem I translate, and then I do a second piece, which is between a commentary and a poem, or if you like, a gloss and a poem. So the book, when it comes out, will be Spanish English poetic translation, and then a prose piece, which is kind of in between various things. So I'm going to read first the poetic translation, then the than the prose piece. Trilce 20. Both of these poems refer to prison, and Vallejo spent 8 months in prison as a young man. Raised to metal-plated crashing cream of ideal stone. Because I barely move one towards one so as not to fall down. That mustachioed man, sun, shooed with its single wheel, fifth and perfect, and from there on up. Noise of fly buttons, free. Noise that corrects a subordinate vertical A, the juridical drain, the final joke. Yet I suffer thence, I suffer hence. And see here how I dribble. I'm a fine person. When the William the secondary man strains and sweats streams of happiness as he shines the shoes of his three-year-old daughter. The bearded man sticks out his chest and polishes one side. The girl, meanwhile, places her index finger on her tongue, which begins to spell the tangles of the tangles of the tangles, and smears the other shoe secretly with a bit of spit and earth, but just a bit. Gloss. Prison is an extreme space that exposes the lie of ordinary language. Even a Dadaist image fails to conceive the place where the prisoner, to stop himself from falling, scarcely manages to make the number one stand up beside itself. The prisoner's space falls out of language. But one equals one is the rule of the master, and it's a laugh. The sun running on one useless wheel, or a prisoner wearing a Kaiser Wilhelm mustache after World War I has finished. The noise of the man peeing dislocates the first letter of the alphabet and makes a grandiose ideogram, A, man standing with legs apart. Proper writing keeps the dirt out. Prison is a production of suffering that exceeds the space it organizes. Suffering has dislocated writing in its relation to space. The letters are spelled by a little girl's finger on her tongue. The final image of writing is endless entanglements of spit and dust on a child's shoe in a prison in Peru. Here begins the real infinite of language. A materialist theory of writing as radical as Mallarmé's, but which speaks from a different location. Trilce 41. Death on its knees bleeds the white blood that isn't blood. It smells of guarantee. But all I want to do is laugh. Someone's muttering something over there. They shut up. Someone whistles at courage sideways. And you could even count two by two, 23 ribs that miss each other on both sides. You could also count two by two, the whole file of trapezoid escorts. Meanwhile, the police drum doubles. I want to laugh again. It's revenge. And beats us with batons, hammer and hammer, from membrane to membrane, whack on whack. Gloss. In the machine of suffering which is prison, death itself appears to suffer, as if to console us with some ultimate limit to violence. The prisoners just mutter and whistle, language reduced to that. What about counting bones so as to make an order of the intervals between them, the body a world? Time, all this time, is the beat of police violence that has turned the body into a drum skin. The wax turns sound into meaning. The poem is a counter theory of language. So finally, from the book, just a few poems. The book covers quite a few years, and it's in reverse chronology, so where we land up, The Last Poem I Read is the earliest one. Wakehurst, August 2015. I look at the trees, vast and magnificent. It's not what I want to say. Time does not pardon, Marcelino says, who has just seen two funerals of men younger than himself. And the problem is, you can't say goodbye. Half an hour later, we see a huge carp with a glittering back sliding slowly through the brown water. The fish turns and swims away. Se fue sin despedirse. He went without saying goodbye. And this is just, actually, precisely not what I want to say. I look up at the leaves. They shimmer stiffly in warm light and the air. There is something else there. Mysterious, if you like, not represented. This is not what I want to say. There is something outside the figure of the visible, but accessible only through it. It is not accessible, and this is not what I want to say. The leaves move in the light, our light. There's nothing here that's not here. I am an old man. Nothing satisfies me. I am not an old man. An explosion heard in sleep last night. Bombs in Athens. Except the voices of the dead. Schäuble is actually insane. I guess you could say Schäuble was the main politician responsible for the wreckage of Greece and its economy since more or less 2008. This one is followed by a translation into Spanish. I look at the dark leaves, then the green ones. Memory, if it is, some memories. I look at the dark leaves, then the other ones. There's no relation between them. Zero in common. What they have in common is zero. Concrete, railings, spikes, barbed wire, railings, concrete, metal people barriers. Miro las ojos oscuras, después las verdes, la memoria, si es, algunas memorias. Miro las ojos oscuras, después las otras. No hay relación entre ellas, cero en común. Lo que tienen en común es cero. Concreto, rejas, pinchos, alambre de púa, rejas, concreto, barreras de control metálicas. My always time meadow is not a real time place, not evening or night, which is completely time. The task of the dead is not comprehension of phenomena. Seven pigeons, if you want to count them, and if you don't. On Monday, by the council estate. Sun that there is, sky on its vertical plane, destitute without destitution. comes a void the dead inhabit. Where is the past that is a house? The sky equated with the sun has only one side. Pickled. I want to be pickled, like they pickled enemies alive in the Wars of the Roses, in a big plastic sack, transparent polythene, and catapulted from Brixton or Tottenham, just where a young black man was killed by the police, thrown by a huge trebuchet through the air until my pickled body crashes through the roof of that thing called Parliament and lands on that table where the political dolls play the games of capital which have mucked the full shining moon. At that point, it's obvious what happens. The concentrated stink of debt bursts out of my shattered body, which is compounded of condensed bodies, a whole debtor's prison, poisoning the air. The parliamentarians swoon as they breathe the noxious gases and start to choke one by one. Ideology equals phenomenology. A man is dying on the floor of a plane at Heathrow, can't breathe, restrained by security guards. Passengers, don't get out of your seats. Stewardesses, no intervention. Remembers, if it will remember, the death image inside your front door. Non-fraternal social being, being they are persuaded they are seeing. The dying will be screamed into general existence, or will kill us. Skull on my bone. Skull on my brain, bone and bone, tender and just now wept, of which nature is only a part. Found her normal bones. Does anything envelop anything? I'm going to show how the place tilts. You need to know there is incessant division. Dust, disrelated, distressful, this need. Rough work. To grasp an opportunity in the current abyss, instead of submitting to the wreck of our common life by clinging to the old meanings. What's to be done with an apparition which has a left hand? The glue so simple, it sticks memory to good intention with ideas of repair. It's the false beloved, a warm and mild apparition, like so many obsolete compounds, like opinion. There is an absolute moment of composition which grasps the void of this situation. Revolution. Revolution, anyway. Beyond desire, another day. Rich, unattached rib rises even in night. My previous contents in the time place exit into morning. This one's called After Rimbaud. After Arthur, it's a playful translation. I became the steam room guard, the model coming off alcohol of ego worship. The water ran dead. The time of rubble unglossed the circle of ants. I walked, awakening oily willfulness and mud and scattered snow and noiseless wings of yeast. Dusty undertakings thud on the pathway of flowers of filth and pale gifts. A flower that spoke my name. I went away from the outflow, anger degenerated on my two levels. It was the silvery summit. As such, I knew the goddess. Emotion, legality, one by one the victims. Take the bower, waving your arms. Throughout the lignite, giving the cock hen a sleeping place. It was the big city, Heritageville, between nation fields and dunes. And chattering, no, he did not see the fire over the ragwort canals, the heap of stones. At the height of rue, nearer to laurel words, I stumbled on it, its flights single, move, and occurred in prose, in beatific bodies. Dawn and myth tested me at the edge of the forest, as its middays awoke. Love. One morning, he wakes early in acute pain. The pain has invaded the whole of the right shoulder and the right side of the ear. The smallest attempt at shifting his weight makes it worse. The worst part is the shooting pain that goes from the eardrum to the middle of the shoulder. There's no rhythm to it. Any emerging rhythm gets unsprung by rapid bursts of shooting pain. Police with flak jackets and machine guns sit in the corridor. The illness has no influence on anything occurring around it, and the reverse is also true. The pain has taken up residence in color, smell, taste. Nothing is different from it. He asks for morphine, but the morphine kills thought by forbidding negation. Contrast drains away. Opposites become the same. Place a large quantity beside a smaller one, and they fall into each other. World without love. And this is the last one. Raw. R-O-A-R, raw. He has to remember the flesh slowly. So many lies. The flesh is shoulder. Unwriting. Wait for the comedy of this sickness. Come day, the crew is dead before the ship crashes. A classic taste of metal in the mouth. Fail and fail. The effort still to be made, condensed into sound, unsung or opposed. Proximity to the one who went away, to the going away of that one. Who is this man who knows nothing of himself? The one you point out speculates with instruments of speculation. The long allegory continues. Proximity to the dying strain, to the instruments of approximation. Precious to the one who went away, to the going away. A huge lung protects enraged seeds, dying raw. Thank you.